career is worthy of my pursuit.
Yes.
No. What if everyone had such access? Staggering implications suggest themselves immediately. Think again. What would happen to our ponderous and all too often flawed judicial system if there were a clear, confirmable answer to the proposition, John Doe is guilty as charged?
Yes?
No? What would happen to politics as we know it if all of us could ask the question, candidate X honestly intends to fulfill this campaign promise?
Yes?
No? And all of us got the same answer? And what would happen to advertising, period? You get the idea. But the idea gets bigger fast. What happens to nationalism? Nation X is, in fact, dedicated to the overthrow of democracy. To government. This bill does, in fact, protect the rights of citizens. What happens to the check is in the mail? If, as has been said, man learned to lie an hour after he learned to talk, then a phenomenon such as we are discussing would be the genesis of the most fundamental change in human knowledge since the beginning of society. The transformations it would wreak in fields from communications to ethics, in our most basic concepts, in every detail of daily existence, would be so profound that it is difficult even to conceive what life would be like in a subsequent new era of truth. The world as we know it would be irrevocably changed to its very roots. The study of kinesiology, which is the study of muscles and their movements, especially as applied to physical conditioning, first received scientific attention in the second half of this century through the work of Dr. George Goodhart, who pioneered the specialty he called applied kinesiology after finding that benign physical stimuli, for instance, beneficial nutritional supplements, would increase the strength of certain indicator muscles, whereas inimical stimuli would cause those muscles to suddenly weaken. The implication was that, at a level far below conceptual consciousness, the body knew, and through muscle testing was able to signal what was good and bad for it. The classic example, cited later in this work, is a universally observed weakening of indicator muscles in the presence of a chemical sweetener. The same muscles strengthen in the presence of a healthful, natural supplement. In the late 70s, Dr. John Diamond refined this specialty into a new discipline he called behavioral kinesiology. Dr. Diamond's startling discovery was that indicator muscles would strengthen or weaken in the presence of positive or negative emotional and intellectual stimuli, as well as physical stimuli. A smile will make you test strong. The statement, I hate you, will make you test weak. Before we go any farther, let us explain in detail exactly how one tests, especially as the listener will certainly wish to try this himself. Here is Dr. Diamond's outline from his 1979 book, Your Body Doesn't Lie, of the procedure adapted by him from the classic description in H.O. Kendall's Muscles, Testing and Function. It takes two people to perform a kinesiological test. Choose a friend or family member for testing. We'll call him or her your subject. 1. Have the subject stand erect, right arm relaxed at his side, left arm held out parallel to the floor, elbow straight. You may use the other arm if you wish. 2. Face your subject and place your left hand on his right shoulder to steady him. Then place your right hand on the subject's extended left arm just above the wrist. 3. Tell the subject you are going to push his arm down as he resists with all his strength. 4. Now push down on his arm fairly quickly, firmly, and evenly. The idea is to push just hard enough to test the spring and bounce in the arm, not so hard that the muscle becomes fatigued. It is not a question of who is stronger, but of whether the muscle can lock the shoulder joint against the push. Assuming there is no physical problem with the muscle, and the subject is in a normal, relaxed state of mind, receiving no extraneous stimuli, for this reason it is important that the tester not smile or otherwise interact with the subject, the muscle will test strong, the arm